I want to jump forward a little bit because I know the, some of the things that, that Chris is doing is on an agency-wide level, you're probably also doing on your bureau level. Some of the buzzwords around cloud computing, Web 2.0, thin clients, other cutting or leading-edge technologies, how are you guys implementing that at the Food and Nutrition Service?
If you want to think about something like cloud computing, I mean, I know it's buzzword, and you know, people will, you know, there's going to be pros and there's going to be cons, evangelists and whatnot. But I mean, I think it has a lot of potential. We can cut down on our having to build these servers and, you know, create this infrastructure to run our applications. If we can leverage something the department has or another organization has, you know, conceptually, I mean, it's going to make my job easier and it's going to help me be less focused on operations, you know, because we are kind of outsourcing that factor. And we have actually a good story, I think, around a recent application in cloud computing. We recently added a cool function to our website where people that are interested can go to the FNS website and go to the SNAP Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program page and then use a tool we've developed to find all the retailers in a particular zip code or near an address that take SNAP benefits. So we're actually, you know, it's a pretty complicated GIS solution, and there's lots of data involved. And instead of building the infrastructure to run this, we're running it in the Amazon cloud. So we were able to put it up there very quickly. We didn't have to create the environment. We didn't have to procure the servers. We were just buying a service from Amazon, and it seems to be working very well. I think it's a good model that, you know, we might follow again or other agencies can follow to put up to host a fairly complex solution, but in a pretty short order.
The interesting thing about this is it's a public-facing site. It has public data on it. So really, your risk from a security standpoint is low, right?
Yeah. We would think that it would be pretty low. So it was a good candidate to be hosted in the cloud, and we were very comfortable with that decision.
Because I know one of the biggest challenges for all agencies with cloud computing is that security. What do we put in the cloud? You know, you saw, for instance, recovery.gov go to the cloud earlier this year. And, you know, there's a lot of to do about it, but it's a public website. It's all public data. It's not like if the cloud provider gets hacked, hey, you found our public data, you know, what's the big deal? So is this, I'm not saying it's similar. I mean, you don't ever want to get hacked and you're not opening yourselves up to hacking, but that plays into your decision, I imagine, to a certain extent.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, again, the stars kind of have to align. And I don't think that cloud computing is going to solve every problem that every CIO has, but it's a tool that, you know, I think we need to consider as we're evaluating different solutions.